The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. Welcome to The Big Show. Glad you are with us. Start of a new day. Man, there's a lot of news coming in. Let's get right to it. Let's get right to The Big Lead. Ba-boom. Ka-chung.
The Big Lead. Top story.
First of all, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Well, that's funny because this morning, Jay Inslee says that he is once again recommending that we all mask up indoors. He says that because of the Delta variant, that he's strongly encouraging people to mask up indoors. I will not do that. I've said that. I am vaccinated. They told us that the vaccination protected other people from us and us from other people. Now, if they were lying to us, then that's one thing. But if they were not, then there is simply no public health reason to wear a mask for vaccinated people. But here's what's really going on. And I played this for you yesterday. The health director up in Snohomish County tipped off what's really going on. The reason they are recommending masking indoors is not for the vaccinated people, because we don't need it. But they said, we don't have any way to tell who's vaxxed and who's unvaxxed, so we're just going to make everybody do it. Well, that's a pretty weak reason to make people mask up. I've already gotten the injection. And so just because somebody else is unvaxxed doesn't mean that I need to start wearing a mask around. I hate those stupid masks. And Dr. Fauci told us that they don't work, and if you do get one, you need the N95, and a cloth mask doesn't do anything, and you end up touching your face and fiddling with the mask, and that does more harm than good. And, of course, then he immediately said, no, you need to wear a mask, and a cloth mask is better than nothing, and on it goes. But the bottom line is there is zero reason for vaccinated people to wear masks. Despite Governor Inslee's recommendation today. And so I'm not going to do it. I don't know about you, but I'd love to hear from you at 989-973. I'm not doing this to be belligerent. I'm not doing this to make some kind of a statement. I'm doing it because I'm vaccinated and I hate the masks. I mean, there's nothing else to it than that. So, Now, Inslee said, Governor Inslee, said in his press conference this morning, he's our data daddy. And he talked about by recommending masking indoors, even if you're vaccinated, about what that's going to do for the state.
We know we have saved 10,000 of lives because we have always followed science. And we will do that again today.
You've not followed science. You've been all over the map. You tell us something with certainty, and then you tell us 180 degrees different with certainty a few weeks later. This is not science-based. And when he says all the lives we're going to... How many lives did he say?
We know we have saved 10,000 of lives because we have always followed science, and we will do that again today.
Okay, so I don't know where he gets the number. We've saved tens of thousands of lives. I guess he means multiple of 10,000. So at least 20,000 lives? 30,000? Where do you get that data? Science data daddy? How do you figure how many lives you've saved with all of this? There's no data for that. There's no science behind that. The number we've lost is tragic for all of those families and loved ones and friends. But again, the vast majority over the age of 65, and the vast majority of those over the age of 80, and there's simply no evidence that something else would have saved their lives. But that's what he's pushing on us right now. He also said that, I guess, anybody who disagrees is as bad as COVID itself.
One is the COVID virus. But the second is just as deadly, and that's misinformation. Unfortunately, too many of our citizens have been attacked by misinformation, much of it on the social media, which has caused them to ask questions about the vaccine and have blunted the ability for people to save their lives by getting this vaccine.
Oh, my goodness. People ask questions about the vaccine? Shame on you! You, if the government tells you to do something, you should do it unquestioningly. If Jay Inslee tells you to do something, don't ask any questions. Just do it. He's our dad to daddy. Daddy's love. So yeah, that's a horrible thing that people have asked questions about the vaccine. Some of those questions that have been asked, and I guess since I'm going to repeat some of those questions, I'm as deadly as COVID. But some of the questions that people have asked, including myself, why does somebody who's had COVID and has the antibodies need to get the vaccine? Nature's vaccine is much better and more powerful than something Moderna and Pfizer cooks up in a lab. And Johnson & Johnson, don't forget that. That's the one-shot vaccine. So some of the other questions that we've asked. Why are we vaccinating 12-year-olds when healthy 12-year-olds have virtually 0% chance of dying from COVID and very, very low chance of even getting sick from COVID? Why are we vaccinating 12-year-olds? Why are you taking six-month-olds at Children's Hospital and sticking some of them with a vaccine and some with a placebo? Why are we using six-month-old babies as medical experiment dummies? And that's not meant as a pejorative. Why would somebody volunteer a six-month-old baby to either get a vaccine or a placebo? Yeah, there are questions we ask, but Jay Inslee says, if you ask that question, you're deadly. And you are not supposed to ask questions in 2021. Jay Inslee is our boss. And if he tells you to do something, don't question it. Not ever again. Okay, then he talked about how we're going to just, we just got a report out of England. I'm not going too random here. It's actually connected. We got a report out of England. Five times as many children in England in the last year have died from suicide as have been infected with COVID. And yet we are going to continue. Even the vaccinated children are going to have to wear masks if we return to in-person schooling this fall.
Importantly, this is a legal requirement that all districts will need to follow. We have to prevent the spread of COVID, obviously for the health of our children, but we also want to keep our schools open. We don't want to see waves of this virus going through the schools and force the closure of these schools.
Oh, but I tell you what, the teachers' union, they're already hard at work with this bit of information. And I have sources saying that the teachers loved working from home so much because it was so much easier. You don't have to deal with any discipline. You don't have to deal with any tears. All you have to do is give them a Zoom lesson. Zoom lesson. And the teachers loved that. The teachers' union loved it. A lot of great individual teachers hate it because great individual teachers love their kids and know that it was a horrible, horrible way for kids to try to learn and that our kids are falling behind. Private schools stayed open all year, but the public schools could not, and it was because of the teachers' union. So they are now mandating that kids have masks, even if they have the vaccine, which is crazy. But as I said, the teachers' union, they're trying to use leverage because it turns out only 35% of the kids in our state are vaccinated. And the teachers' union said, well, we are not going to go back to work. This was a few months ago. They said, we're not going to go back to work until we have 100% vaccination. Well, obviously, we are not going to get that. Seattle Times reporting that so many Washington counties, fewer than a third of eligible kids are vaccinated against COVID-19. King County, 62% of the kids are. But then you go up Snohomish, 46%. Skagit, 35%. Down Lewis, only 18% of kids are vaccinated. Teachers' unions are using this. And they're going to say, we cannot go back in person unless you give us a lot more extra money. Then we might be able to take the risk. But yeah, they're using that as a negotiation chip right now. And, oh, by the way, our daddy, he's a little angry right now, too.
Look, this vaccine works. And frankly, it is maddening that we have a life-saving medicine that can save people's lives that's free, that we still have to be in this position.
Wait, that's maddening, and the vaccination works. So if the... If the vaccination works, then why do vaccinated people have to wear masks? Everything is a contradiction. Nothing makes any kind of cohesive sense. And on goes. But I will say, our governor, he is a wordsmith.
Now, we know this has always come in waves, but this is more like a riptide.
He is quite a speechmaker. But he says that he is hopeful now that the vaccination rate will increase dramatically in the weeks to come to try to get away from the masking indoors.
Now, as I've indicated, we are going to be considering doing some things in the upcoming weeks that we will believe will be effective to include the vaccination rate, because we just can't have unvaccinated people injuring their fellow citizens.
We can't have, well, they're only going to injure other unvaccinated people, right? Because the vaccine works. You just said that a second ago. But then he had quite a pejorative for, you know, about a million people in this state are unvaccinated. And he has a message for those million, as he likes to call us, Washingtonians.
Look, people who are unvaccinated right now are a danger to their fellow citizens. They create a risk to their fellow citizens. And that's a danger that we can't ignore.
Okay. Again, Governor, if somebody has COVID, if they have the antibodies, if they are proven to not be a contagious person to others and they will not get it again because they've already had it and they have the antibodies, how are they a danger if that person does not want to get vaccinated? I'm sorry. Here I am asking questions again. COVID killer questions. And then finally, he did make this important point. If you are unvaccinated because you fear a side effect, one particular side effect, he has assuaged those fears.
You don't grow antlers out of your forehead when you get this vaccine. You get your life saved and you stop being a risk to your neighbors and your family.
Okay, now I don't know if that's true. Because I had a baby moose, and I got it vaccinated. And, Governor, it started to grow antlers out of its forehead. If it can happen in the animal kingdom, because, you know, this started with a bat at a wet market, wink, wink, not at a lab funded by the National Institute of Health and U.S. taxpayers, wink, wink. Okay, and finally from the governor, he says that, okay, here's what I love. When he said that the vaccine works, you just heard that a minute ago, the vaccine works, but here is advisory.
We know that progress has been slowed because of that Delta variant, and we know we have to remain vigilant in part And primarily because not enough people have been vaccinated with this life-saving drug that is now available to us. So we know we need to take action.
And the action is recommending that even vaccinated people wear masks indoors.
If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
I don't know who I should follow. Jay Inslee, who has lied to us, proven many times. Or the elderly gent who doesn't seem to be thinking right these days. Who do I follow unquestioningly? But I'm going to stop asking questions. I'll tell you that much right now, because that's as deadly as COVID to ask a question. This is quite an America. This is, when I was a little kid growing up in the land of the free and the home of the brave, I did not envision this America when I would be 59 years old. I didn't imagine a country where we get reprimanded for asking questions. That's remarkable to me. It really is. All right. Before I take a quick time out, you may have heard this in CBS, but we also do have some breaking news just coming in this hour.
The Big Lead. Breaking news.
Yeah, the bassist for ZZ Top, Dusty Hill, has passed away. They just announced this just about 25 minutes ago. He was 72 years old. It was really... Yeah, turn this up a little bit, Sean, here. The weird little unrecognizable riff that they put on CBS News. ZZ Top's played with Dusty Hill, rather, has played with ZZ Top for more than 50 years. I mean, it is incredible the longevity of this band. In a statement, surviving members Billy Gibbons and Frank Beard said, "We are saddened by the news today that our compadre, Dusty Hill, has passed away in his sleep at home in Houston, Texas. We, along with legions of ZZ Top fans around the world, will miss your steadfast presence, your good nature, and enduring commitment to providing that monumental bottom to the top. We will forever be connected to that blues shuffle in C. You will be greatly missed, amigo." So Dusty Hill, 72 years old, one of the founding members of ZZ Top. And all that is your Big Lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
And actually, I want to continue the Big Lead into the next segment, because we have more examples of how the Democrats in the legislature and the Democratic voters who voted for them have made this state, as of Sunday, 3 days ago, how the voters and Democrats in the legislature have made this state one of the most dangerous in the entire union by handcuffing our cops. I'll give you two more examples of crimes that have happened in the last couple of days that would not have happened if the Democrats in the legislature had not passed this wildly reckless, irresponsible law that is designed to get criminals on the street committing crimes, violating as many people as possible. I will give you a couple more, three more examples coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show. Well, I'm here. Don't worry, Sean. I know you think my mic was turned off or something.
I did.
And now I can finish sending this email. Wait, hold on. Okay. Send. There we go. Hey, welcome back. Let's continue with an extended, what a professional, with an extended Big Lead.
The Big Lead. I sense a Dory rant coming on.
As of midnight Sunday, 3 days ago, our state got exponentially more dangerous. And as I said on Monday morning, I've always tried to separate between the radical left and mainstream Democrats, but it's now undeniable. And if you are a Democratic voter, I'm sorry that you're caught up in this now, but it's undeniable that Democratic politicians and their voters have made the state dramatically more dangerous. And that's because of these new laws that tell cops that they can't engage suspects in most circumstances. And I told you, when this bill was being introduced in Olympia, I think we were ahead of everybody on what the ramifications of this bill were going to be. But sadly, even mainstream Democrats seemed, because they all voted for this bill, they seem to have an absolute single-focused mania on letting as many criminals walk free. And this mania has been in place for far too long. And that's why we're on a pace for a record number of shootings in Seattle and King County this year, why we've had so many murders here and around the state in the last week and a half. It's because criminals are walking free. They know that for most crimes, they're not going to be punished at all. And man, we're making more steps in King County. We're making another step. I'll tell you about that in a few minutes, in the absolute wrong direction. So I'm going to chronicle these new incidents in our state and how the new law has impacted them. And we'll start in Kennewick. Unbelievable story here, where a woman, she came out a couple of mornings ago with a pair of scissors, was charging at the cops. The cops had to back off. Now, what they would have done under normal circumstances is they would have used a beanbag gun to fire at the woman so that she could be stopped from advancing on the cops. But I talked to State Rep Roger Goodman. They said in this bill they want cops to use less lethal alternatives, like beanbags. But then they prohibited the caliber gun that shoots beanbags. So the cops do not have that tool in their tool belt anymore. And you specifically say they should use beanbags, and then you prohibited the kind of gun that shoots beanbags. What sense does that make?
Yeah, so that's a situation where we are strongly encouraging the use of less lethal means.
Mm-hmm.
And so we specifically mentioned beanbags. There are other types of projectiles as well. And then in the other statute, prevented the 50 caliber firearm from being used. But it's a very clear legislative intent that we intend for less than lethal means to be used. And what we've been hearing from some police agencies, a minority of them, is that they're going to report on another agency that uses less lethal weapons because they think it's not legal. The Criminal Justice Training Commission will not be, it won't receive that very well. I mean, if one agency is going to
you've prohibited the beanbag guns. You tell them to use beanbags, but you prohibited the beanbag guns, right?
Right. So if they're going to, and if that needs to be clarified, we can clarify that for sure, because everyone understands the legislative intent.
Well, no, then the cops cannot do their job based on what the intent of the legislature is. We have a state where the governor and the attorney general are on a witch hunt against cops. And if the cops in this incident in Kennewick, if they had pulled out a 50 caliber beanbag firing gun, they could lose their job. It would hit the woman in the eye, blinded her. They could face a civil suit. I mean, but most importantly, we have politicians who all too often hate cops. And cops cannot do their job based on intent. They must do their job on the letter of the law. And this stupid, incoherent legislation that has made our state dramatically more dangerous is proof of that. So how are they supposed to use beanbags without the beanbag gun? We're just supposed to play cornhole with criminals now? I'm going to see if I can get it in his mouth. Oh, shoot. Got his belly. Well, that's one point. Yeah. We'll just play cornhole with criminals now, thanks to our state legislature. Okay, so this woman with a pair of knives comes running at the cops. They don't have the beanbag alternative. They head to back off. And then she goes up to the police car and starts stabbing, slashing the tires on the police car with her knives. Here's the Yakima Tri-News on what happened in this story.
Bystanders saw a woman running with kitchen knives, which she used to slash the police car tires. KPD says they did not have the proper less lethal tools to contain the situation as quickly as they normally would have because of those new Washington police reform laws. Pasco police were able to help out KPD with a pepperball gun in addition to tasers when she was in a safe reach.
Typically, in a situation like this, we would have had our 37 millimeter platform that we can, that we could have addressed this within the first 5 or 10 minutes and contained her there and gotten her into custody.
But nope, Democrats in the legislature and their voters took those tools away from the cops. So the woman slashed 9 tires on 3 police cars. Then she started throwing dishes out the door as she broke a window in her apartment, started throwing dishes out the door. Then she tried throwing the dishes at police. Police started following her on foot and in cars. They warned area businesses to lock their doors. But again, she's got a knife. She's going into some of these businesses. She could have killed somebody. And the law says imminent danger. But can you imagine if they had shot and killed her? Because she's going up close to a citizen with a gun when they're said, it says, no, you must use less lethal. But we're taking away the most important less lethal tools that you have. So the woman walks inside a couple of businesses on Kennewick Avenue and then continued on down the street. Then she crawled underneath a truck, and that finally gave police a chance to get close enough to use a taser to shock her. And then they used a pepper ball gun from the Pasco police that fires rounds with the pepper spray chemical. So she's, and the possible charge against her, malicious mischief. Mischief doesn't sound that bad to me. Oh, he is so mischievous. Or mischievous. I hate when people mispronounce mischievous as mischievous. But yeah, it's just malicious, just committing a little mischief. She's a little scamp. I've got another story like this. Let me take a real quick time out. I'll tell you about another one, a rampage that could not be stopped because of the Democrats in the legislature and their Democratic voters and how they've made the state much more dangerous. Details straight ahead here in the Dory Monson Show. We talked about the woman's rampage in Kennewick over in the Tri-Cities that went on for way too long because of the new law passed by the Democrats in our state legislature. I got a weird text here from the 253. So you wanted to kill someone who was causing mischief? Right. Well, I'll say this very slowly so you can understand it. They would have stopped the rampage if they could have fired beanbags at her right away. That would have knocked her down, and then they could have gone up and tased her, and everybody would have been safe, and the rampage would have ended much earlier. Nobody wanted to kill her. That's a little fantasy you made up in your mind. It's unbelievable. Okay, let me tell you about another one. Now, Democrats have made our state much, much more dangerous. I got a text from a police officer this morning about something that happened in Whatcom County. The county got dispatched to a mental distress call. They referred it to fire, and the police were not able to respond because a crime had not been committed. The police cannot go and encounter somebody who's in mental distress because unless they've committed a crime. It's no longer allowed. It was 4 days ago. It is not today, thanks to the legislature. The guy fled from a fire, which is not a crime. But if you saw somebody running away from a fire that had just started, you might stop and question them to see if they had anything to do with starting that fire. But the police are no longer allowed to do that, thanks to the Democrats in the legislature. Now, unless there is a witness who can go up to the police officer and say, there, right there, I saw that guy starting the fire. Then the police could start questioning. But if they just see somebody running away from a fire, well, running down the street's not a crime. But in ordinary circumstances, in a normal state, the officers would stop that person and say, hey, can we ask you a couple questions? Not allowed to do that here on July 28th of 2021 in the great state of Washington. So, and that's how they get probable cause in most cases, is by questioning somebody. Well, now they have to have probable cause before they question somebody. So that's why I say this is designed to let criminals go free. And it is going to lead to an incredible skyrocketing of our crime rate and our death rate. So let me get back to this narrative with this guy from the police officer. So the police were not allowed to respond. The guy ran away from a fire, which is not a crime, he notes. He ended up stealing a car, doing multiple hit and runs, broke into a home, stole a pistol, then barricaded himself and threatened officers with it. He finally tried to get out the back door and got tased. All of this could have been prevented if the old laws were in effect. Because they would have been able to question the guy running away from a fire. But they are no longer allowed to. So that's why I say that I cannot just restrict my criticism to the radical left. All Democrats voted for this, which means all Democratic voters are culpable in making this state. And I know a lot, I mentioned this a couple days ago, a lot of Democrats listen to my show. I couldn't have the ratings that I have without having Democrats also listening to the show. And I appreciate that. And I'm not in the habit, because I really do appreciate everybody who listens. And I'm not in the habit of being critical of my listeners to this extent. But I want you to step back. I want you to examine. And if you're happy with all of this, then keep voting for the same old people in the same old party. But if you now understand that the people you are voting for have become radicalized, and maybe, I'm sure you didn't realize it. I'm sure you didn't realize that the end result of voting for Democratic members of the legislature was going to lead to more people getting killed, more criminals walking free, more innocent people being victimized. I know that was not your intent. But I'm going to keep pounding away at this message, because even if it wasn't your intent, it is the end result of your vote. Okay, we'll take a real quick time out here. We're going to check the news for you at the top of the hour, and then a jam-packed Fastest 15 coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show.